The question or the issue that we're going to address today is when we paskin like Kabbalah and when we don't paskin like the Kabbalah. A fascinating idea. Sometimes you'll read a Mishnah Berurah and he'll quote Kisvayari and he'll say this, that, or the other thing. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, all kinds of things. Where this comes from in the context that we're in is that in Shulchan Aruch, Nechos Tefillin, we said that there is a machlekes Ashkenazim and Sfardim, how you put on which one? The tefillin shell? Yeah. Because by the Sfardim, they put it on how? Sitting. The Ashkenazim have the minhag to put it on standing. From that, the Mishnah Berurah has a comment. It's on page 3 in our sheets. We are minig is shtehen mu'umad, both of them we put on standing. Ayin v'magin Avram. Mishnah Berurah says, take a look at the Magin Avram, who, by the way, quotes Kabbalah all the time. Shereitu lahachriya, he wants to decide the halacha when there's a machlokes. It's called being machriya, one way or the other. The hanacha shel yad tiyem yushav, that when you put on the tefillin shel yad, you should do it sitting. V'habracha tiyem ba'amida, but the bracha should be said standing. So say the bracha standing, and then when you put them on, you put them on sitting. Avo beili rabo, v'shem rashal, v'tshuva shemen tzadiches kasab. The milanu gado mirashmi kinoin. Who is greater than this great Rav Rashmi kinoin? Achar, the great Mekubal. Achar shalomad Kabbalah. After he learned the Kabbalah, hayam ispalel ketinoik ben yoimoy. He began to daven like a baby. What's he trying to say? The mishla yochol lahasig soidal nachay. If a person cannot really know the secrets of the Kabbalah properly, if he tries to involve himself in Kabbalah and the kavanos, the intentions that are rooted and come from Kabbalah, yavoi, he will end up, he will come to be lekatzeitz v'netiyos, to cut off saplings. This is a phrase that comes up a lot in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, that when a person doesn't know what he's doing, he may cut things off in a place that prevents it from actually allowing things to grow and to allow the proper energy to flow. If you don't know what you're doing, you might mess things up more than perfecting things, which is what you're trying to do. So therefore, this gadol, Rashmi Kinoin, when he started to learn what he doesn't know, he learned more and more and more, and when he started to really involve himself in Kabbalah, he really understood, he really doesn't understand. See, he started just davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, no kavanas, no fancy footwork, just davening from the heart like a baby. Therefore, let's not get too sophisticated and complicated and try to figure out all of the different nuances. Just say it all standing. Keep it simple. So what just happened in the Mishnah Berurah? He's saying that you should know that the Magen Avraham felt that you should make sort of like a compromise here and say the bracha standing and put them on sitting. The rabbi says, listen, who do we know is so unbelievable and so great? The great Mekubal, Rashmi Kinoin. And he's telling us, you don't know what you're doing, just keep it simple. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bira Gra, the Vilna Goyen, in his Bira Teshulchan Aruch, Chayechi Achi proves the Gam Lefi HaZoyar, even according to the Zohar, mutter lehaniach hatfilin shel yad ba'amida, it's allowed to put on the shel yad standing, even though it's better, it's preferable, there are soidois to put them on sitting, but since minhag Ashkenaz is to do it standing, and it's mutter according to the Zohar, al kein ein lazuz mehaminog, you should not deviate from minhag, if you're an Ashkenazi, you should not deviate from minhag Ashkenaz, which is to do everything standing. Okay. Kosev HaKnesses HaGdoyla, Beklalei HaPoiskem. The Knesses HaGdoyla comments rules for when we paskin like Kabbalah, and we don't paskin like Kabbalah. Kol Davar Shabalei HaKabbalah VeHazayar Cholkenim HaGemara VaPoiskem. Whenever the Balei HaKabbalah and the Zohar, now, we're going to have to zero in on what he means exactly, which do I have a tshuva from Rav Moshe for you underneath this, which I don't always do. When the Balei HaKabbalah and the Zohar disagree, differ from the Gemara and the Poskim, in other words, Machlekes, Kabbalah, and nigla, nister and nigla. Halach achar hagemara v'poiskim. The rule in psak is that you go by nigla. If Kabbalah says one way, and it's a contradiction, you can't do them both. You can't just be machmir. But it's a contradiction, you have to pick one or the other. So then you go with shas and poiskim. Mihu, however, in Baalei Kabbalah machmirin, if the Baalei Kabbalah only have a chumrah, should you say Kiddush Havana after 3 days, or wait until the seventh day? Well, you could wait until the seventh day. You could be machmir, right? If there's a chumrah, yesh lahachmir gamkein. You should be machmir according to Kabbalah. You should be machmir for the Kabbalah when they disagree with shas and poiskim. Because it's a chumrah, it's not a contradiction, and then you should be makbid for Kabbalah. V'imaloi huzkor b'gemara poiskim is a third category. What about something that's never mentioned in Shas and Poiskim? It's only mentioned in Kabbalah. It's the only way we even know there's an inyan to do it. Afal pishin iskar b'kabbalah, even though it is spelled out in Kabbalah, ein anu yecholen lachuv l'noikach. You can't force anybody to do that. You know, if you're the posek, if you're a rav, and you know that it says X, Y, and Z in the Zohar, but it's not in Shas and Poiskim, it's not mentioned, but hey, I mean, this is Kabbalah. You have no right to force somebody else to do that. It's an Indian. It's an Indian. You want to do it? You want to introduce into yourself such a chumrah? Okay, very nice. Don't impose it upon other people. V'din she'ein muskar behipuch b'shas v'poiskim yesh leilech achar divrei Kabbalah. But if it's not mentioned in Shas and Poiskim, so then you can do it. Of course you can do it. But it's not contradicted in Shas and Poiskim. Yesh leilech achar divrei Kabbalah. Even though you can't impose it upon anybody. V'gam b'mokam sheyesh plukta bein ha-poiskim. And what about the following case? What happens if there's a machlokes in the nigle, which way to go? There are two avenues of doing something. And the Kabbalah has an opinion about it. So then when it's a machlokes ha-poiskim, what to do, and Kabbalah has an opinion, you should decide which way to go based on Kabbalah. You should decide which way to go based on Kabbalah. Okay, so what are the rules again? Let's go through them all. So if there's a machloikis between Shas and Poiskim and Kabbalah, and you can't do both, you have to pick one. So which one wins? Shas and Poiskim. If it's a chumrah of the Kabbalah, so then, and it's mentioned in Shas, but it's a contradiction, but you could do both by simply being machmir for the Kabbalah, like an example of saying Kiddush Levana of 3 or 7 days after the new moon. Okay, so be machmir for the Kabbalah. If it's not mentioned at all, but it's not contradicted by Shas and Poiskim, it's just not mentioned, so then there's a reason to do it, but you certainly can't impose it upon anybody. And then finally, if there's a machlokas ha-poskim, what to do, and Kabbalah has an opinion, so then you should follow the Kabbalah to decide which way to go in the poskim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Knesset HaGdolah. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked an interesting question. So you take a look if you have the sheets. The question is a person that was awake the whole night. So this is relevant to Shavuos, because a lot of people like to stay up the whole night learning. With your question, how in the world could the Mishnah Berurah paskin if a person stays up the whole night, he should not make the bracha in the morning of Elokai Neshama, Birchas HaTorah, and the Bracha Mavir Sheina, v'ha'inyan zeh, hu machlekes ha-poiskim. That is a machlekes ha-poiskim, what you should do if you stayed up the whole night. And now what do you do about Elokai Neshama, Birchas HaTorah, ha-mavir sheina me'inai? If you're already wearing them, maybe take them off, put them back on. But here, when it comes to these three things, so it's a machlekes ha-poiskim, if it has to do with a new day, or it has to do with you waking up after a hefsek, after sleeping. So the Mishnah Berurah, what does he do? He says you should not make the bracha. It's It's a machlokas haposkim. So you should be mekel, you should suffik brachas lekula, and you don't make these brachas. Wait a minute, said the questioner to the to Rav Moshe. V'kasva achronim, bereish hilchas tefillin. Don't the achronim say in the beginning of hilchas tefillin? Shekol makom sheish machlokas hakabbalah tachriya. When there's a machlokas haposkim, some say you should make the bracha, some she should not make the bracha. And Kabbalah has an opinion, what do? Follow the Kabbalah. V'harizal kasav sheyesh levarech. And the Arizal writes, written by Rechaim Vital, his Talmud, who wrote everything that he said. He writes that according to the Arizal, you should say the bracha even if you stayed up the whole night. So that's a contradiction to the Mishnah Berurah himself. The Mishnah Berurah that we just read said that when you have a machlokas haposkim, what should you do? If the Kabbalah has an opinion, follow what? The Kabbalah. We all together? So the Mishnah Berurah is contradicting himself. Because the Mishnah Berurah himself says when there's a machlokas haposkim about making these brachas in the morning if you stayed up the whole night, he says you don't make them. But the Arizal said you do. So shouldn't we follow the Arizal to be machriya the poskim and not just back off and say suffik brachas lakula? What's going on with the Mishnah Berurah? Great question, right? So Rav Moshe answers. You ready for this? This is very interesting. It's obvious that when the Knesset HaGdolim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, says that Kabbalah should decide a machlokas haposkim, what does Kabbalah refer to? Balei HaKabbalah. What was the lashon that the Mishnah Berurah quotes? When we refer to Kabbalah, you know what it refers to? Sefer Azoyar Vatikunim. Shehem Divrei Tanoim. Anything in Kabbalah which is Divrei Tanoim. What are Tanoim? Tano. Zoyar. Tikuni Zoyar. Anything that goes back to Rishim and Bar Yochai. Aval Kisvei Arizal Upritz Chaim. But anything which is written down from the Arizal or from Rav Chaim Vital, Avshe Gadol Ma'oi, don't get me wrong. Obviously, these things are tremendously important in the very beginning. But Hu Ke'echad Mikol HaPoiskim, it's in the category of Poiskim. Sherishoin Lachloik Alav Apa Divrei HaKabbalah, and that you can disagree with them even when it comes to Divrei Kabbalah. So in other words, Kisvei HaRizal and the Pri Etz Chaim, anything from Rav Chaim Vital, is considered Poiskim. It's not considered Kabbalah. Well, who cares? What's the nafkamina? That if you have a machlokes haposkim, so this is a great example. If you stayed up the whole night and now you want to know about making these three brachos, in the name of the Arizal says that you should do it. So that's Kabbalah. Kabbalah should be machriya, the machlokes haposkim. No, that's just considered another one of the poskim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you should take a step back, safek brachos, lakula, you don't make those brachos. Lelana Yasme, the Yasme, we unfortunately in our generation are so orphaned. Lemar mi gadol mi mi, who are we supposed to say who's the greatest amongst the poskim? V'lechenein devarav ma'achriyan yoyser mikol rabbeisenu. So even though, obviously, the Arizal, Hamital, I mean, you can't say enough about who they were and what they were, but nonetheless, they're in the category of v'imkein kevan she'ika plukta hasafik brachas lahakel. So when there's a machlekes, that's the rule. The rule is when it comes to brachos, we just simply take a step back and suffik brachos l'chula, we don't say the bracha. The eitza is, you should hear these brachos from someone else. V'lechavein latzeis, and have kavanah to be yotzei with him. Full circle from today, back to be hashomea ka'one. Listen to someone else and he'll make it for you. That is the best advice. Your friend, Moshe Feinstein. So what comes out of all this? So those are the rules of when we paskin like Kabbalah and when not. And the Moshe points out that included in that is only Divrei Tanoim, not Kisvei HaRizal and other writings from Rav Chaim Vital.